Welcome to the IndieCast. For the last 4 years, bringing to you pop culture, professional wrestling, and a splash of crass. Now to your hosts, Chad and Shelly Allen, Zach Romero, and Luna Lynn.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome once again to the IndieCast. Chad Allen, Shelly Allen. It's an Allen episode today. Thank you all for joining us. Sorry we weren't here last week, but we had ish to deal with. Sorry about that. Real life sucks some days. The good news is, though, honey, we have a guest this week.
Not just us talking.
No, though, if we could record the conversation we had before we started the show about like adult toys. That could be an episode unto itself. We might have to record that sometime.
Now our dozens of dozens know what we talk about during other times.
A married couple talking about sex toys? Yeah, I don't think that's all that shocking. I mean, I could be wrong. So,
anyway,
honey, we have on the phone with us, as I believe I referred to him as possibly the most positive man in all of professional wrestling. Very much a fan like us, but so much more, and we'll talk about that. See, Nick is on the line with us right now. So, Nick, how you doing?
Pretty good. It's awesome to be on the show.
Well, pleasure to have you on here. So, well, we're going to start off every show like we do. Shelly gets her her moment of fame.
Woo-hoo!
As she gets, there's a lot of woo-hoos in this episode. I'm going to add that to the soundboard. Don't think
don't
I won't do it
start.
Either. So we have what we call the lightning round, and sadly, I don't have my lightning sound effect.
Thank the Lord,
Zach Romero. If you're listening to this, please edit in lightning sound effect here. She's going to ask you 5 kind of rapid fire questions. Answer them however you'd like, and we will go from there.
All right. Well, Nick, what is your first wrestling memory?
Sting versus Ric Flair, Clash Champions 1.
Ooh, good match too.
Yeah. It was like, nice fall. Yeah. All right. Okay, well, what was the first wrestling shirt you owned?
Oh, Sting.
Really?
Stinger.
He's definitely a little stinger.
Oh, yeah.
And you live in Georgia, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So
you I'm in response to Omni.
Yeah, Georgia is definitely a hotbed for NWA/WCW, so I can see why that would be the case.
I'm not a Sting kind of girl. So
that's okay.
Yeah, I know.
Not everybody has to like the same. So.
I know.
Oh my god!
He had the gasp. I was like, oh no.
He's shocked by that.
Yeah. All right. Well, what is your favorite road music?
Ooh, favorite road music actually has to be Metallica.
What favorite song?
Seek and Destroy.
Good call.
Nice. One of my top 5 concerts of all time.
Metallica.
Awesome. Awesome concert. Oh, yeah. All right. Michael Jackson's best song.
Oh, my God.
We had a huge debate about this on our show.
Today, I don't know. I'm feeling Smooth Criminal right about now.
There you go.
Okay. I know. It's a wild debate about best song.
You had to make sure Annie was okay.
I guess so.
Exactly.
Everyone feels the need to then sing a lyric. It's totally
That's the best one to do. And your favorite question of the lightning round.
My favorite question, it's super important. Marvel or DC?
Marvel all the way.
There is no other real answer. I don't know. Whenever somebody answers DC, we feel the need to then like
Pounce
on them.
Every time somebody answers DC, the next, obviously our follow-up question, the one we'll ask you in just a moment, is who's your favorite? But for DC, it's always Batman.
Which is then like a cop-out. You're like, oh, that's the most Marvel.
Yeah, that's the most Marvel of the DC characters.
DC characters, you're just
cheating.
So who's your favorite in the Marvel universe?
Ooh, toss up between Wolverine and Spider-Man, actually.
And you went on opposite ends of the spectrum
right?
That one there.
I was like, right.
Wolverine, angry, miserable, who knows how the hell old he is. Spider-Man, possibly the most like happy-go-lucky superhero there is out there right now.
The most positive superhero on
possibly.
The Marvel roster. Yeah.
So, see, Nick might be the Spider-Man of the independent wrestling universe right now. Then, why is that not on a shirt?
Yeah, I am known known as Pistol Nick sometimes.
That's
Oh wow, that gets a bing bong.
Oh, don't worry. Wait till we talk about the sleazy challenge a little later, and we'll really get a bing bong out of that one. So, but before we get to the sleazy Nick challenge, Nick, I have one big, very important question to ask you here. How the hell are you this positive? I wish I had that ability. Maybe it's because I have kids, so my positivity wanes.
You're a grumpy old man.
I'm just a grumpy old man now. So,
get off my lawn.
Yeah, right.
Oh, totally.
We actually have a neighbor here in my neighborhood that basically is the get off my lawn. Like, you should see this guy sometime.
Oh, he's sitting outside, like, waiting to yell at little kids.
That's yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Thankfully, there's not that many little kids except ours, and he's not smart enough to yell at our kids. So, I guess ultimately, what makes you so positive, and what got you started into independent wrestling, and what got you started into really becoming kind of an online presence for hyping independent wrestling? Where was kind of all that core? Where did it all begin? Tell us your origin story.
Oh, wow. First issue. it really, as far as the positivity goes, it kind of goes with what I've been through in my life. I'm losing my father at age 8. He used to always take me to the NWA tapings, Atlanta. Just kind of that perseverance, no matter what you go through, the losses, everything kind of life, there's still tomorrow, there's still other things you can do, and, you know, life keeps going. You help someone, even if you're having a down moment, you can still uplift someone else, and I really value that, and that's what I do the best I can with that. For wrestling, I kind of got into independent wrestling with NWA Wildside. It was pretty big and drunk. I could never make it to Cornelia, though. It's way up north. I was in, like, Tucker, Georgia at the time.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember watching it on cable TV. Yes. And it's like this weird kind of public access channel. You can never pinpoint the time it would come on. You just had to keep flipping the channel. And I would see people like AJ Styles when he started out. R-Truth when he was known as K-Crush. Even Sabu make an appearance there. He was NWA champion. And just seeing all those names, then seeing them on WCW later on until WCW folded, which, honestly, despite what people say about WCW, you know, towards the end, it was like my heart got ripped out seeing them close on March 26, 2001. That was a horrible, horrible day.
That's funny because everyone kind of talks about it in a different way. WCW closing, but from a fan perspective, I have to say it was a sad day. Like, I don't know if any of us as fans wanted to see the company close. So, you know, no matter how the talent felt about being treated or like what happened, you know, money wise, like it was a pretty bad day to watch, you know, the other guy in town close up shop.
Well, and especially looking back at how they could have taken it and what they did with, like, the infamous invasion angle.
Yeah.
There were so many great things that they could have. Yeah, I know. Don't worry. I agree. I agree with you completely on that one. But I mean, Nick, you got to look at if like, there could be a redo of any type of angle that's ever happened in wrestling. If they could somehow redo that invasion angle, I would love to see what would happen if they actually had done it properly and gotten the right people to come over and given the WCW and the ECW talent that ultimately became part of that a chance to really thrive where it could have been now. And I mean, obviously hindsight being what it is, but I would love to have a redo on that.
That's just the thing, and, you know, not to disrespect Vince too much, he's a smart businessman, obviously, or he wouldn't still be in business, surviving to this day. But even with hindsight, that ego will not be denied. I think it'll probably be just as bad.
Yeah.
I feel like we all suffered because competition begets better wrestling. So,
right.
You know, I think that's why our show exists, because we were so excited about independent wrestling, because they drive each other to be better. Each company and what they're doing kind of makes the other companies step up. Whereas I think some of us feel like WWE, because they didn't have competition any longer, doesn't really feel that kind of heat. So they can kind of do whatever they want. No one really cares.
So, but that interesting, what Shelley just said there does kind of bring me back around to kind of what we were just asking you about, though. So, so NWA Wild Side was kind of what got you started into it. What got you into kind of the, you know, the hype game of independent wrestling, as it were?
Kind of twofold. I've noticed some things around 2014 or so, 2015 online. Shows, I get shows, event posters come to me, and some guys just were not promoting the shows. I'm like, well, they're not gonna do it. I mean, kind of show them how it's done, I'll do it. And I'll just start kind of hyping the shows a little bit. Eventually, going to an AWE show, I kind of returned to live event wrestling. I kind of got that bug. I started hyping up the guys, promoting their shirts and merch. It kind of just spiraled from there.
Do you remember who the first person you kind of hyped with like that way was?
Oh, man.
Make you think back a bit.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't an NWA Atlanta show. I think the first person I actually hyped had to be, I think Submission Squad.
Sub Squad?
Okay. I think, yeah, Evangelisco, Gary J, and Matt.
We've done some hyping for them before.
Yeah, we may have interviewed a couple of them once or twice.
You know.
And they may be fully gimmick. Not saying...
Fully gimmick approved. Oh, nice.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, yeah, Gary J and Evan definitely are both... fully gimmicked ambassadors, and we are very proud to say that. So, yeah.
So who right now? Who would you say right now, Nick, on the scene needs to get that kind of hype?
Oh, Andrew Duckworth, without question.
Okay, I'm in agreement
with
that.
He gets kind of he's getting there, but it's just like it's something needs to just give an extra push, and that's really what I've been trying to do. I've been putting his name on a promoter I know. I just won in as many states as possible. I really believe in him. He's not the only one, but him, this is the first thing that comes to mind.
Give me one more. I'm just saying I'm interested to see who else you've got kind of off the top of your head there. Though I have been hearing a lot about Andrew Duckworth lately, so good choice on that one.
Torque, he's another one.
Now, who's
he's been at Georgia Premier Wrestling and SCI. He was in the recent SCI tournament.
Very nice.
And he'll be in the trio show on the 18th of November.
Who's he teaming up with in that trio show? Do you remember?
I think the Trailer Park Boys.
Okay.
A trio show.
Yeah, actually, yes. Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, there's a lot of good talent in that trio show coming up, by the way. I know our friends of the IndyCast, the Carneys, are going to be in there.
Oh, yeah.
I believe I saw who else was going to be in there? I know I saw a few good teams in there, too.
Viking War Party.
The possibly future IndyCast guest Viking War Party.
Stay tuned, dozens.
Challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Which one are you going for the Sleazy Nick Challenge?
I want the tallest one of them all, Alex Rudolph.
Well, here, let's jump a little bit.
For
those of you who don't know, and my wife will possibly be quite interested in this one, something tells me. tell everybody a little bit about what the Sleazy Nick, who, tell us a little about the Sleazy Nick character and then the Sleazy Nick Challenge, if it's even considered a character. It might just be Nick and his other
stuff. Oh, man. It started at an AWE show. Joey Ryan was coming. So it was teaming with Candice LeRae, but Candice was injured. So he ended up teaming with Kiera Hogan. It was at a Bobby and Stamos excellent tag tournament for the GWC tag title, which the Carnies ended up winning. Then known as Team IOU. But I hyped online. I said, you know what? I want to do something. I want to do something kind of for equality, honestly. I said I would take Joey Ryan's blow pop. So I put it in my mouth. Now, William Huckabee, who was teamed with Joe Black at the time as Sound and Fury, he takes Joey Ryan's blow pop and eats it. I'm like, damn, there goes my opportunity. Then Joey Ryan pulls out this blow pop out of his pad, out of his tights. You know, everyone's gasping and everything. And I say, you know what? I'm a man of my word. I'll take it. Give it to me. he walks up and gives it to me. I put it in my mouth. There goes Sleazy Nick. He's born.
So now, and now what? Now the Sleazy Nick challenge. When did that? Well, tell Shelly what it is, and then when did that start? Who was the first person to accept?
Oh man, Sleazy Nick challenge. It all started in November last year. I was standing around. I was talking to Slade Porter. I was also full of game to prove.
Yes,
yes indeed.
I was like, you kissed Chris Kronka at TWE. He said, well, you know, what about me? So he just walks over and kisses me. I'm like, okay, cool. And since he is a college student, it tastes like Hot Pockets, but whatever. it was cool. I was like, okay, Hot Pockets. Different. So I started challenging him. I said, you know, let's do this again the next show, December. And, you know, let's throw away, you know, any preconception, do it for equality. So he goes over December, he's running to the ring with Ace Perry, kisses me again. I'm like, dang, it was Sleazy Nick challenge. So this is pretty much dudes kissing me.
And now who holds the distance record currently?
Oh, that good old Rob Killjoy. He went 28 seconds.
That's my boy.
And there is video footage of said 28-second kiss, which is pretty funny unto itself. I'm sure if you have Nick on Facebook.
I wonder what Rob tastes like.
Tastes like chicken, I don't know.
shouldn't it be duck?
I was like, duck wasn't right. The right answer?
So, now what are officially, you do have set rules, which I am mildly disappointed in, because the rules,
the rules do
disqualify me, sadly. So I cannot take the Sleazy Nick challenge on you, I'm sorry to say.
Why is that?
Well, I will let Nick tell the rules, so you know what restrictions he has.
The rules are as follows. You gotta be unmarried, and the oldest you can be is 35.
Which of course, I am neither.
Yeah, so. Yeah, he's totally disqualified. Yeah. Well, is there a reason that there's an age limit?
It was one of my friends, AWE, we were at a gamers convention here. They had an AWE show. He held up a sign for White Mike to kiss me. I wanted White Mike to kiss me to do the Sleazy Nick challenge. You know, White Mike sees sign, kisses me. After that, same friend was holding a sign outside a convention. It's like guy that was drunk and probably, he was saying in his like 70s. Walks up, hey, are you Sleazy Nick? Why don't you give me a kiss? I'm like, okay. And he told me that. I'm like, okay, I'm going to put an age limit on this.
No.
I feel like 35 is such such an arbitrary number. Like, how did we get 35? I don't know. Maybe because we're old. That I'm like, 35 isn't that old, but...
You see some leeway where, you know, when I have those special Sleazy Nick holiday moments, I might increase it to 45, but it gives me a window where, okay, I'm not pushing up too far.
So hold it. So Vince McMahon walks up to you and says, I want to take the Sleazy Nick challenge. Do you turn him down on age and married?
Oh, both.
Yes.
Wow. Well.
Do you have a celebrity caveat?
About the nice.
I feel like you have to put in a celebrity rule now.
Oh, yeah, I might. But I can't forgive him if he did WCW, so.
Well, okay, so. So Triple H comes up to you.
Because
he's married.
And he's over 35.
By the way, I would kiss Triple H just because it's like one of those things where every person you've slept with, like you've slept with all their partners type deals. I would sleep with Triple H just so I could say I slept with Stephanie.
That's not how that works.
It doesn't? It should be. Man, no. I've got some weird partners on my list then.
Right. I was like, then you have China? I don't know.
Man, we need to bring that video review back up again. The China video review.
We had our anniversary show. We reviewed the
China Queen of the Ring, Queen of the Ring porn.
Ooh, was that rough?
Yeah. Oof.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, it is remarkably too long. And
bing bong.
Right? So but yeah, it was a terrible video. No one should ever do that again.
So I would highly recommend considering a celebrity listing for the Sleazy Nick Challenge, because you never know who you might have show up there.
I'm just saying, there's so many like WWE stars that are over 40 that I'm like, I would totally.
I'm even thinking older WCW stars. If Sting were to walk up and suddenly, like,
that's true.
Sting's definitely married and over 45.
I don't know. I think Sleazy Nick would make a whole different category. For
that's
Sting.
Right.
There's a special
childhood hero.
Right.
Right.
Jesus. I don't know. Yeah, I'd do it.
You could be a little stinger again.
Oh God. Bing bong. Yeah.
So Nick also
like that.
Now Nick, also tell everybody a little bit about you're joining us in the podcast game. I do know you've started the Sleazy Nick podcast. Tell everybody a little bit about that and where they might be able to hear that, because obviously we want to help you get some of our dozens and dozens.
Oh, that's awesome, y'all. Thank you so much. I'm doing the Speak Sleazy podcast, where we're all just always unedited, unfiltered, and unapologetic, but always sleazy. I highlight individuals who probably aren't that known. And right now I'm in the midst of doing what's called the Unsung Series, where I highlight guys that warrant and deserve attention, such as Andrew Duckworth, who was my first one.
Very nice.
Shout out to him again.
More big ups, we got it.
Oh yeah. And just kind of spotlighting guys that typically, you know, may never have the opportunity to have, you know, an interview. Let it be maybe their first podcast. And also kind of utilize as a tool to hype other events, other people, merch, everything I can.
Who are some of the other guests you've had on there? I know you mentioned obviously Andrew Duckworth. Who else can we when we're going to the back history right now, who else have you had on so far?
Oh, I had Adam Vance, who does commentary and camera work for Southern Fried Championship Wrestling. And in the past did commentary with NWA Atlanta. My very first guest was over SCI Weekend, and it was always awesome, Carrie Offlin.
Also full of gimmicks.
Also full of gimmicks. He's a big friend of the IndyCast, so.
Even when we're interviewing him on the toilet.
Very true.
We did interview him.
Look, that was his best interview. I don't care what.
No, well, his
says.
First interview was amazing, but that was pretty funny too when he's calling up from the potty.
So tell us a little bit about Southern Fried Wrestling, and how are you affiliated with them?
Oh well, it all started with putting out, you know, of course, doing promoting stuff like that, and I started giving some thought. So, you know, I would really like a job within the wrestling industry. So I started putting out some feelers saying, you know, it'd be nice if someone hired me, just, you know, hint, hint, you know, take me, please.
Pretty much how we go, too.
Started getting a little attention, and Kenji Brea, formerly known as, you know, Ken Lee, he started kind of hyping up as well. And I was auditioning at first because AEW is like my first return kind of the independent wrestler, or at least live event attending. I really kind of went to opportunity with them. But I always loved Southern Fried because it kind of had that old school NWA vibe where the fans really believed it and got caught up in it. And eventually, Charles ended up contacting me through Messenger, said, "Hey, I want to bring you in Southern Fight. You'd be our social media and talent acquisitions." And I was like, "Okay, man, I'm honored. I'll do it." And since then, just been helping build up their social media presence. Their Twitter account was really, you know, low follow count. In about a month, I've gained about 150 followers. Promoting those live events, working on some other things behind the scenes, just to grow the company yet not alienate the core audience with, you know, who are there. But making those slow and subtle kind of changes where everyone can kind of be happy.
Very nice. So, well, Nick, next thing on my list here, you've been hyping, obviously. Thank you for linking to the IndyCast. Hopefully everybody, you know, for our new dozens and dozens listening because of Nick, welcome. You said you had a big announcement. You had something to help some of the talent that needs to be known out there. So I will give you the floor. Tell us a little bit about what that is all about.
Ooh, actually, two things. There's been a bonus added.
All right. Woo! We like a bonus.
Bonus. That word has been in it. But anyway. That's a sleazy moment, but I was thinking as Fandango's music plays in the background, I want to do something where wrestlers who kind of don't have that extra financial push or just really don't believe in themselves as far as merch goes, I want to finance at least two wrestlers starting October for them to have their shirts printed. Pay for the design, and they keep the profits and go from there. Because some are hesitant. They don't want to get involved. I told many, I said, "Hey, you need to contact this person, that person, that person." But they had a hesitation or finances are tight. I'm not a rich man. I'm actually dead broke myself right now. But come October, I just really want to do that and help them out. I'm hoping, you know, they'll accept that. If not, I keep pushing for you know, someone else to take it. And I'll just go from there.
Do you have an idea of who the people
really want to help?
Do you have the idea of the people you're looking to assist with the merchandise gift?
Ooh, I'm glad you asked. There are two to come to mind right about now. One of them, I've hyped. Andrew Duckworth, he has a shirt, but I want to have more shirts. Another guy is Tork.
Okay.
Well, we happen to know this fantastic company that does merch. I don't know.
I like how we have nobody fully gimmicked officially on here today, but we're going to put them under there anyway. But I think I actually though would be very surprised if Zach and Luna wouldn't be interested in working with this idea though.
That's true. So, we speak for them all the time.
I had my trepidation at first. I was like, "Oh, is this going to be a good idea? It's going to be one of those things where what the hell are you thinking? Or what are you talking about?"
No, and you know what? And that's one thing, obviously, you know, because, you know, obviously the IndyCast kind of begot Fully Gimmicked in a bit of a way here, that we've always made a big deal, like, and we agree with you completely that, you know, talent having that, you know, if they can catch somebody's interest, it's amazing, you know, what a difference to not only to their creating their fan base, but to just helping them make that, you know, those couple extra bucks to try to help them make the next show, the next town, you know, as a good old Uncle Bob Evans likes to say, to do the drives.
Do the drives.
Those things like those shirts or, you know, whatever that merchandise you can sell does a lot of good. The Carnies are a big proponent of that. If you've ever seen a Carnies merch table, it's usually filled to the brim for good reason. And that's definitely one of those things. So yeah, I mean, if you know, through your help, we can look into helping somebody like Andrew Duckworth or, you know, or anybody else in that instance in getting that merchandise together. That's a great way to go, and I think it could be a big help from there. So,
well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yes, so, as someone who speaks for like the casual fan, a really cool T-shirt design is something that's at a live show super important.
Yeah,
it catches us, keeps us entertained in between, gives us a great way of interacting with the wrestlers if they're out at their own merch tables. Look, I didn't know who the Ugly Ducklings were until I went to their merch table. So
I'm actually wearing a Carney shirt today.
He's wearing a wrestling shirt right now. So it makes a big deal. It makes a big deal, and it totally helps the guys. So it's an awesome challenge that you're putting out there for two wonderful talents. So hopefully they follow up with you.
Oh, yeah, I'm hoping so. I want to do that kind of giving back to the industry and helping some guys out that really truly deserve it, and so they can make that next town or seminar, you know, anything.
And then what was the bonus announcement?
Oh, the bonus. The bonus is, I'm hoping this pans out. In 2018, I want to run a show.
Okay.
Well, that's awesome.
I want to run a show where I have, you know, maybe a tournament. You know, there are none of those in wrestling at all. But
yeah, never.
A tournament. It's never happened before. But something where I take maybe 10 guys, aren't the most well-known. Their name, they're on the bubble almost, though. And I want to kind of get them that extra push. They win that tournament and, you know, they win. We do something where, you know, for me, I promote and hype their merch exclusively for one whole month.
Okay.
Something, I don't know. That bonus actually just came to me.
Well, that's definitely something we could look into. And now, would you want to hold it in Georgia? Would you think you'd want to try to hold it elsewhere? Where do you think? I mean, obviously, since this just came to you, I'm sure you have a lot of this planning stuff down in your head already. But
oh yeah, I'm thinking Georgia initially, then expand it next year to another state. Or hey, why not do something weird and crazy? Why not? One night, Georgia. Next night, Tennessee. I don't know, something.
You know, we heard Florida's nice most of the year.
We might be a little biased.
We might be a tad biased, though. But
I need to go to Florida. I've never been.
Now, I think, weren't you looking to try to make a trip down to Fest Wrestling at some point?
Yes. Unfortunately, it fell apart. They're nice at Fest. They held on to my tickets. I could use it for the next show and just hoping that I can get like a ride down there, because due to my condition, I can't drive, so that's why I'm always like, okay, hey, can someone give me a ride, please, I'll buy you lunch, I get gas, something.
Well, let's try to promote, seeing if we can get your ride. And,
I believe
awesome. Myself and a one Mr. Zach Romero are supposed to be showing up at that one, so hopefully we can see you there and talk you into hiring the HG or Sleazy Channel.
So, look at him, so sleazy, so dirty.
Okay, honey.
So, I know that we said we haven't gotten out of into Florida yet, but hopefully this question will still apply.
He has traveled a bit.
He has traveled. So when you're out on the road, you're doing the drives, and it's late, and you're really hungry, and you start to see the lights off in the distance. Do you pull off to Sheets or Wawa?
Oh, Lord. This debate. I think, you know, honestly, I haven't been, I think I've only been to Sheets, though.
That's okay.
I'm trying to think what we did in Indiana.
Don't leave the witness.
I believe you guys have led the witness on people who've only been to Wawa's before.
That's not true.
I'm counting this as victory, by the way.
I think I'll let you have this one, because you get so few when it comes to this.
Yeah, but the ones I get are top quality talent. both the Viking War Party, Submission Squad.
The fact that you can
the
remember
Hooligans
means it's so few.
It's not so,
so
few.
So few.
You're full
so
of it.
So few pick sheets.
You're full of it.
We all know Law was the better choice.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Again.
It's three on one.
Pause
here.
For my victory. Just let me have it.
Soak it in.
I will now soak it in before I ask the infamous final two questions. So
fine. You can have this moment.
Thank you. All right. Well, Nick, we have two questions that we ask all of our guests at the end of every episode. Question one. Sadly, we here at the IndyCast realize that a lot of talent in this wonderful performance art we have called wrestling pass a little early. With that kind of sad point being said, if there was any talent that you could bring back from the grave, kind of Walking Dead style, well, maybe not Walking Dead style, but if there's anybody you could bring back to see live in person for a promo, a match, what have you, who would it be and why?
Ooh, now this is recent, but Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Which is definitely a good...
cancer-free. I would love that.
It was a pretty sad day when we saw that he had passed. So,
yes.
Yes. Yeah. We had a lot of reminiscing there.
Yeah. Bobby was definitely one in a million. There's no question about it, so... Sure. So, well, here, let's make it a little happy then. Question two.
I don't know if that actually...
If this one actually makes it happier. It's a little better than Dead Wrestler, so let's go. So, we here at the IndyCast believe that all animals in nature have certain traits to help them with survival. For instance, giraffes have the long necks, rhinos have the big horns, etc., etc. We believe that the human's trait is the ability to use tools. So... With that being said, see Nick. Sleazy Nick, take your pick. I'm a poet and I didn't even know it. You could fight, I'm gonna break into a beat in a second. You're gonna have to be the Flavor Flav of my Chuck D in a minute.
Oh, God.
If you could fight any animal, what animal would it be and what weapon would you use?
Ooh, if I had to fight him. Good Lord. Let's say a lion, and I would use, you said what weapon?
Any weapon, yep.
Well, I am Sleazy Nick. I use the power blow pops.
We have like a blow pop gun, or how do we do that?
I know, I'm like, what... Are you going to swing them like nunchucks?
That would be amazing. Blow pop, yes. Nunchucks?
Nunchuck blow pops.
That's the most amazing thing I think I've ever heard. So
I'm just like, I feel like he took on a very fierce animal with this weapon.
Yes.
I'm not sure if we're quite prepared.
That lion wouldn't be. He'd be like, what the hell is this? Nick, this is the...
shows up my pistol, Nick, and my sleazy side.
There you go. Well, Nick, this is the time in the episode that we officially have permission.
That's right.
From one Brian Cage.
Brian Cage approved.
To call Get Your Shit In. So please, tell everybody where they can find your social media, where they can buy your Sleazy Nick t-shirt. I do believe that's still out there. At this moment, sir, the floor is yours.
Ooh, awesome. Okay. Next show I'll be at coming up will be the Jenny Strong Benefit. 3-year-old girl with leukemia. It'll be October 1st, Sunday, at the famous Landmark Arena in Cornelia, Georgia. On October 8th, you can find me at Mucha Lucha Atlanta. Hopefully, October 13th, you can find me at New South Pro in Alabama. And then the next night at Viro Pro Wrestling, we have an awesome event. You have Chip Day versus Darius Lockhart. Effie's going to be there, who I've yet to meet, and I would love to. I think I might pass out. Hopefully, I'll be at the 14th Southern Fried Championship Wrestling. Has this amazing show. We're going to have a Phase 1 Trophy Number Contendership match, Kenji Brea against Ike Cross. Tag team matches, tag team street fight, Todd Sexton and the legendary Rick Michaels against Drew Blood and can't think of the name right now. Sleazy is getting old.
It's got to up that age requirement again.
Yeah, I might need a raise of 40. Well, I can't think of another member, but it's going to be an awesome match. After that, hopefully I'll be a PWX unsanctioned. You got Court on October 21st. Okay. You're going to end Concord, North Carolina. You're going to have Effie versus White Mike, a.k.a. the match where Sleazy Nick becomes Obscene Nick because there's so much hotness.
No, I don't know. If you've been seeing White Mike recently, he's been saying he's not going to fight him now. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, if they just, hug each other, and Sleazy Nick might like that. Just make me go in there, put a Sleazy Nick on a pole, man. Just
That's a great
Someone
one.
Book that.
I know.
It'd be
then October 29th, fingers crossed, hopefully, Sleazy Nick will finally make it to Florida and be at Fest to witness Effie versus Stevie Fierce, another match where I might faint and pass out. So, I already put on Twitter, hottest match ever.
And what's your Twitter handle?
Twitter handle is at SeenNick1. And that's a numeral one.
Which I believe is also your, what's the picture one?
You mean
Instagram?
Yeah, that one.
Seriously, old man? Oh, yeah. Man. No good. No good for you.
And I just think.
I have an age limit.
And just think. I'm the one that handles our social media.
I know. So. Thanks, hon.
Not proud. Oh, well.
You can find me on Instagram there. Just add me. It's still a private account. I might make it public soon, but, add me on there. I'll add you. It's no big deal. You can also follow and like my page on Facebook, Speak Sleazy Podcast. Have an upcoming Unsung series episode. I'm not going to tell you who the special guest was. Well, it won't be a special guest, but the featured wrestler will be. It's going to blow your mind, though, because you need to pay attention to him. Also, what else do I have? Oh, I just might have a shirt on whatamaneuver.net. whatamaneuver.net/collections/scene-nick. You can get my Sleazy Ain't Easy shirt, and that comes in tank or regular t-shirt, both in black and white. And also, because, fall is here, although it doesn't feel like fall, but hey, prepare for it. I have a hoodie there as well.
Pretty cool.
It's time to get.
Since I work for Southern Fried, follow Southern Fried on Twitter at GetFriedGeorgia.
Nice.
Cool.
Alrighty, well, Nick, once again, thank you very much for joining us on the IndieCast today, and for all of our dozens and dozens joining us every week. We love you.
We do.
We appreciate you. But until next time, everybody. Go ahead.
And one more thing. If Trip Cassidy is listening to this, because I know he will be, I will shout him out and tag him in every post possible. Trip, a.k.a. Dreamy Center. Sleazy Nick wants you to take this Sleazy Challenge.
Wow.
Oh, called out, Trip. Called out.
That means you got to do it.
Yeah. you've been called out on public airwaves.
That's true.
Unless you're more saint than sinner, Trip.
Oh, now he's calling him straight up. Now he's calling him up straight up on gimmick.
I know. Woo. So,
well.
Just Nick.
Well, I guess for Trip Cassidy now, and see Nick. Until next time, everybody, I'm Chad Allen.
I'm Shelley Allen.
And as always,
deuces!